Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. I'm in my car driving. That's why I call it The Drive. This is a time where I just talk about biblical subjects, principles, the word, practical things in relation to biblical topics. But this week we've been going through Psalm 100. I love Psalm 100, Psalm of Thanksgiving, am I saying, in your Bible. For the title, but we looked at the first two verses, and now we're going to take a look at the third verse, Psalm 100, verse 3, which says, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." There's a lot packed here in this little verse, man. And I love the beginning. It seems quite obvious when you say, "Know that the Lord, He is God." And maybe some of you be like, "Yeah, I know. Yeah, the Lord is God. I get it. Capital L, capital G. Lord God. The Lord is God. Sure." And it seems obvious that we don't need to be reminded that the Lord is God. But honestly, sometimes we live like there is no God. Or we live like we are God. Or we live like other people are God. Or we live like our job is God. And so it's important to remember to know, like emphatically, to know that the Lord is God. Like, He is in control. He has preeminence. He is the one in charge. He is the one who leads. Oftentimes we get ahead of the Lord and we try to lead and we think we got it together. No, we don't. God does. We are not to usurp any authority from the Lord because He is in control. We have to allow Him to stay in control, to be in control, and to stay in control. And so I love that. The Lord, know that the Lord, He is God. And to know that will give us a sense of thanksgiving and a passion to worship. Know that the Lord, He is God. And listen to this. It is He who's made us and not we ourselves. Again, seems like pretty obvious statement. Yeah, we didn't make ourselves. He made us. But it's important to remind ourselves that God is our creator. Like, knowing He is in control. And part of that is knowing that He created us. So He's in charge of us. And that's not like a domineering thing. That's not like a dictator thing, you know, a dictatorial kind of thing. It's like God is in charge and that's a good thing. Because how many of us know when we're in charge, not a good thing. When we try to run things, not a good thing. He has made us. He has fashioned us. He has formed us for Himself. And so that just shows the level, the degree of control and power that God has. And that, again, that alone should cause us just to raise our hands in worship and lift our heart in thanksgiving. And so know that the Lord is God. It is He who has made us, not we ourselves. He is creator, and we are the created. And so we look to the one who made us, who fashioned us, who formed us. We are His workmanship. It's amazing. It's amazing. And another truth, the end of verse 3 in Psalm 100, we are His people. We can boast in that. We can, like, brag about that. Yeah, we're God's. Like, we're not to go around being all conceited and boasting and bragging about ourselves. That's just gross. You know, we're not here to try to reflect who we are. We are here to reflect who God is. His nature, His attributes. And so I love that, man. I love that. We are His people. So simple, so succinct. We are His people. We are not our own people. We are His people. We are God's people. And listen to what He says. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And here's the thing. We got to understand the nature of sheep as well. You know, sheep are prone to wander. Like, sheep absolutely need a shepherd to live. Because if sheep don't have a shepherd, they will wander off. They will walk off cliffs. They will walk into a pond, you know, a puddle of water and drown. They will get lost and starve to death. Sheep are prone to wander. The shepherd is who keeps the sheep together. And so, yeah, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And so we are gathered together by our good shepherd, who is Jesus. That is why we're together. That's why we stay together. You know, one of the things about, and I've been thinking about this week, actually, one of the things about sheep is that sheep are skittish. At the first sign of trouble, they'll wander off from the group. They'll be like, I'm out, see ya. And the shepherd has to like wrangle them back in, to herd them back in, to be like, no, you're not better off alone without the group, because you're going to be prone to prey, or to predators, I'm sorry, you're going to be prey, prone to predators, and you're not going to survive, you're not going to make it. But sheep are skittish in that when they see conflict or trouble, or they worry a lot, right? When they begin to worry, they begin to stray, they begin to like wander off. Like, I need to get out of here. But the shepherd has the wisdom to know that to separate from the group, man, you're going to be taken out. It's going to be painful. It's not going to be good. You're going to be in danger. So sheep are skittish. So we need our good shepherd to keep us together, to gather us together, because he knows how to keep us safe, right? He knows how to keep us safe. And there are moments, you know, as believers, we go, I'm leaving this church, you know, I'm done, I'm over it. It's not, you know, it's better without. No, it's not. Because you'll be prone to predators if you wander off. When I started going to church, man, I went to Calvary Chapel LAX and I stayed. I didn't leave. I said, this is my church home. I planted my feet. And that's the thing, man. It's not about longevity. It's about consistency. It's like some people have been quote-unquote Christian for 20 years and they're still like new believers. And they think they're mature, but they're not growing. They're not flourishing. They're not thriving. They're just stagnant. Because longevity doesn't make you a strong believer. It doesn't make you mature. But consistency does. Staying in the Word, staying in prayer, staying plugged into the body of Christ, fellowshipping. These are the things that make you mature and grow. You could be a believer for a year, and if you're consistent, be stronger in the faith than a believer who's been a Christian for 20 years and totally inconsistent. It's not about longevity, it's about consistency. Consistently staying with the people of God, praying, being discipled, discipling others. It's about consistency. It's about staying with the flock, you know. The good shepherd keeps us together. That's why we look to him. We don't look to other sheep to go, help me, keep me together with this group, will you? We don't look to other sheep. You know, pastors are under shepherds, which means they're not in charge. They're given a role, but it's God ultimately who is in charge. Pastors are just under shepherds of the good shepherd. That's why the sheep should not look to the pastor for fulfillment or even for spiritual growth. That's up to Jesus. That's up to the good shepherd. Right? And so don't look to the pastor for your fulfillment, for your ultimate spiritual growth. That comes from spending time with Jesus. And people don't like to hear that because they're like, yeah, but I want to talk to a person. Well, talk to the Lord. That's more important than talking to a person, because it leads to spiritual growth in this life, guys. And so know, guys, that the Lord is God, that it's he who has made us, not we ourselves. And we are people and the sheep. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We are his. I just want to end on that note. We are his. We're not our own. We are the Lord's. And so let's live like it. Let's live like he is God and we are not. Let's put ourselves behind us. Let's deny self and live a selfless life for the Lord, for Him. Because his life is all about Him. It's all about Him. So Psalm 100, guys, verse 3. Have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you next time.